From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. States of emergency are in effect in North Carolina, Virginia, and Maryland as Hurricane Earl makes its slow approach toward the East Coast. The Category 4 hurricane has top sustained winds of 145 miles per hour. Forecasters say they're still expecting Earl to brush the East Coast from North Carolina to New England. Ed Rappaport is the deputy director of the National Hurricane Center in Florida.
We have some confidence in the forecast track that the center of Earl will pass near the North Carolina Outer Banks in the next 24 to 36 hours, and about a day later near the Cape Cod area.
Thousands of tourists have been evacuating North Carolina's barrier islands as Earl makes its approach. NPR's John Hamilton reports the mandatory evacuation made a lot of families unhappy.
Hatteras Island is a place where families typically rent homes for an entire week. Pam Matthews says that's what she and her family do every year.
You know, we always come down this week because the price drops so much. And this is the first time this has happened.
Matthews says their early return to Alexandria, Virginia, is a big disappointment for her son, who usually celebrates his birthday on Hatteras Island. John Hamilton, NPR News, Roanoke Island, North Carolina.
Officials say Earl could be the first major storm to hit Cape Cod, Massachusetts, since Hurricane Bob slammed coastal New England with winds of 100 miles per hour back in August of 1991. Crews in the Gulf of Mexico are set to resume work this week on removing the cap on BP's blown-out well. Eileen Fleming with member station WWNO reports the government's point man on the spill response says it's unlikely more oil will leak during that process.
Weather conditions at the well site are calming down enough to allow surface ships to begin taking off the capping stack. National Incident Commander Thad Allen says the first step is removing the device that's kept oil from gushing into the Gulf since mid-July.
At that point, the blowout preventer will be open, basically, and we'll be relying on the cement plug, about 5,000 feet of cement that was put in during the static kill.
The blowout preventer that failed to stop the explosion in April will be hauled to the surface and preserved as evidence. The Department of Justice is overseeing the process. Allen says a new blowout preventer will be installed. He says it should be able to handle the pressure from cement being pumped in from the bottom as a permanent seal. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
Search teams in southern China are looking for more than 40 people missing after a landslide slammed into a small village. The official Xinhua news agency says four people are known dead. Nearly two dozen people were rescued after being buried in the rubble. Direct Mideast peace talks get underway today in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas will be sitting down for face-to-face negotiations. That'll be the first time that's happened in 2 years. This is NPR News. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke appears later today before a commission exploring the fallout from the nation's financial crisis. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, the topic of the day is too big to fail. That's the idea that some institutions are so important, it's assumed the government will have to bail them out.
Fed Chairman Bernanke was one of the key players in the frantic days when it seemed like the whole financial system might collapse. He was involved in government rescues of Merrill Lynch, AIG, and Bear Stearns. The fear at the time was that if they failed, panic might spread. The Bipartisan Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission is likely to ask Bernanke about why certain institutions were saved while others were not. Another question, did those extraordinary steps create the expectation that some firms really are too big to fail? Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Stronger economic data pushed stocks sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials are coming off a gain of 255 points. The Dow closed yesterday at 10,269. The S&P 500 added 31 points and the Nasdaq gained 63. Among the reports was one showing stronger than expected activity in the manufacturing sector. Later today, investors get a look at the latest numbers on weekly jobless claims in the U.S. economy and factory orders for July. Also, some retail chains report sales numbers for August. The head of the prison system in Illinois reportedly is resigning. A spokeswoman for the governor tells the Chicago Tribune Corrections Director Michael Randall is stepping down in 2 weeks. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.